Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here in the Gillespie Group Studios in downtown Lansing. We're going to run down to Detroit right now. Greg Handel jumps on with us. He's the Senior Director for Workforce Development at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. And Greg, it's good to have you on. You guys are doing some pretty outstanding stuff down there in a pretty exciting time for Detroit.
Yes, thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it and a chance to share a little bit about what we're doing.
Well, let's talk about that because we've got a litany of things we're going to run down here, but let's start off with that Detroit Scholarship Fund. Tell me a little bit about that and what it is.
Sure. The Detroit Scholarship Fund is a program that the Detroit Regional Chamber is administering, actually in partnership with Governor Snyder. And what it does is basically offers a guarantee, a tuition-free path to an associate's degree for any student who graduates from a Detroit high school and lives in Detroit. So what we do is we offer any of these students graduating, we started last year, and we're working again with the students who will be graduating this year, but they fill out their basic financial aid forms. In many, many cases, the need-based financial aid, particularly Pell Grants, will cover the full cost of tuition and fees at a community college, but where it doesn't, we guarantee that we will make up the difference. And by doing that, I think we're not only incentivizing a lot of students to go to college, but we're encouraging a lot of kids who didn't understand that it would have been fully paid through Pell Grants to go. And so we've seen last year, this fall, 664 students entered one of the five community colleges in Metro Detroit, and we're looking to have even more this year.
Well, so this year went well. Tell me a little bit, because there's a mentoring part to this program too, is there not?
Yep, well, we're in the process right now of reaching out to particularly folks in the business community and give them a chance to really help make this program, you know, take it to the next level. We know that, you know, a lot of the students who are entering community college are first-generation college goers. So, you know, a lot of young kids who, you know, they don't have that immediate network or family support of people who went to college to help them get through some of those hurdles and things that, you know, sometimes you fall back on an older brother or sister, you know, a parent who went to college can help you with. So, you know, one of the things that we want to do to help ensure that our kids not only get to college but are successful there is to provide some personal support. So we are recruiting mentors. Anyone who's interested can go to the DetroitScholarshipFund.com, and there's a link there that will let you register for one of two nights we have coming up in April to go through a training on how to be an effective mentor. And then we're going to work with several pilot high schools in Detroit to match adult mentors with students while they're, you know, now in this kind of home stretch of high school, and stick with them through the summer, encourage them to enroll in the community college in the fall, and then the charge that we're you know, trying to give to these mentors is stay with that student and help them complete 2 years of community college, either a degree or transfer to a four-year school.
You know, this is a great proponent of this, or component of this thing, and the reason is a lot of these scholarship programs don't work well. I mean, I look at a lot of the promise zones, and they don't work well because the kids will get in college, and that's great, but they don't sustain because they were not necessarily prepared or governed or watched over.
So we're trying to help with that sort of personal support aspect of the program. And then we've also worked, each of the community colleges come up with their own plan to help students succeed once they get there. So each of the community colleges is doing a lot to provide additional academic support to the students who are going through this program as well.
So another program is this board fellowship program that you have at the Chamber.
Right, and so here's another attempt to, you know, ensure that students coming out of high school are actually prepared to succeed once they get to either our, you know, community college scholarship program, if they go on to another four-year institution. But, you know, there are about 100 charter schools, independent public schools, that exist in and right around Detroit. They are governed by independent boards that are appointed by authorizers. In most cases, that's a state university. And, you know, there's many opportunities for people who have the right skill sets and are willing to make the commitment of time and energy that it takes to serve as an effective board member. But, you know, we are in the process right now of kind of recruiting, providing people with an overview of what it means to serve on a charter school board. If people are interested, they can then apply to go through a day-long training. Can't really adequately train someone to serve on a board through one day, but we can provide an orientation for people who have the right skill sets and are ready to make that commitment. And then, you know, we provide that training, and then we work with authorizers to help identify openings that these people can go on. So we can't guarantee that people who go through this process are going to end up on a board. But so far, the charter school authorizer has been very eager to have folks with the kind of skill sets that we see many people in the business community possessing that are interested in serving on a board. So March 19th, we'll be holding a breakfast in Detroit at the Bull Family YMCA to provide a little bit more information on what it means to serve on a board. It's something that people can just come and explore. If they decide it's not something for them, you know, they can take a pass. But if they're willing to take that next step, interested in taking that next step, then we can work with them on that too.
So, you know, you're right. You can't prepare someone in a day, but it sure takes the deer in the headlights look out of your first meeting. I got about 30 seconds. Let's talk about this Common Core education standard.
So very, very important that all students, regardless of, you know, what zip code you live in, that you're exposed to the kind of curriculum and content standards that are going to prepare you for life after high school. So the Detroit Regional Chamber, along with several other business organizations in Michigan, support complete implementation of the Common Core standards, which were developed by the National Governors Association, and they're just a set of standards that kind of explain what students should know at the end of each grade level. It's the how you teach them, the actual curriculum for teaching to the standards. They're left to individual school districts, but we think it's very important to prepare our future workforce that all students are prepared for life after high school and whatever choices they want to make, but they shouldn't be precluded from making choices because they weren't academically prepared once they finished high school.
Absolutely right. Greg Handel, Senior Director for Workforce Development at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Great initiatives. Keep it up. Working with our most valuable resource, our people. We're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stick around.